Hindu extremists in one state in India declare a war on Christians. A summer program hopes to cultivate the value of service for youth, and we'll tell you the story of a businessman who gave up his retirement. But for what? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hindu nationalist organizations in India's Madhya Pradesh state have declared war on Christians. Don Edwards is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
What you find is the Hindu nationalists again trying to exterminate Christians from various places in India, and they are now planning on cleansing this district called Mandla of Christians on February 10th.
Edwards confirms the Bahrang Dal is behind the reconversion campaign. Zealots have already attacked a church. Church leaders are concerned the violence could be building up to a major onslaught as February 2011 nears.
One of the prayers can be that this attempt at reconversion of Christians would not happen. And also that God would give our fellow brothers and sisters the faith and courage to trust him and that they would remain faithful.
There's more in this story. Go to missionnetworknews.org to get it. Next, immigration reform has been the focus of U.S.-Mexico border issues. What you might not realize is how much persecution against Christians exists there. Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says a decision for Christ means one turns their back on much of their culture.
What's happening are people that have been in traditionalist religion come to know Jesus Christ. They no longer want to participate. And as a result, they are pressured. Sometimes they're kicked out from the community. Sometimes churches are destroyed. People are beaten up. And there have even been some deaths of evangelicals.
Much of the persecution takes place in rural areas away from law enforcement.
One of the reasons there has been an increase in persecution is the indigenous people are really responsive to the gospel.
So VOM Canada created a video, Mexican Voices, to share what's really taking place.
The idea is to bring awareness of what's going on in Mexico. When we think of persecution of Christians, we think of the Muslim world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. After 6 weeks of deadlock and violence, pioneers, missionaries in Thailand are thankful for the Lord's protection, but grieve for the loss. Red shirt protesters are finally leaving the city after most of their leaders surrender to the government. They leave behind 40 dead and hundreds of injured people. While they haven't succeeded in destabilizing the government and forcing a snap election, the violence may not be over. Pray for the Thai people to find the hope of the gospel. Meanwhile, as school's almost out, Shepherd's Ministries has a unique summer opportunity for youth over 16. Becky Terrell, who oversees volunteers, says,
we call it our Shepherd's Friend Program. It's unique from other summer youth camp mission trip experiences in the fact that it is both educational and relational in its focus.
Your kids travel to the Shepherd's campus where they'll see what life is like for people with disabilities and how Christ still works through residents' lives. Terrell says their goal is to cultivate a heart of service in this next generation.
Jesus modeled service in his ministry here on earth for youth today. If we don't purpose to model service to them and show them the importance and the blessing of serving others, that we're going to lose that in the future.
Call our resource line for sign-up information. And over 60 orphans have a home today because a Mexican businessman dedicated his retirement to helping them. The man saw the children's plight on his business trips to Guatemala and realized how vulnerable they were to exploitation. At the age of 70, he gave up everything he had to provide for them. Now Orphan Outreach helps his two daughters care for the children. Ask God how you can help provide facilities, school teachers, and the love of Jesus for these kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Worshiping God is expected of every Christian. Sometimes it's difficult, but M&N wants to make it easier with our exclusive E3 CD with your fiscal year-end gift. It features Phillips Craig and Dean and others singing songs that will encourage, energize, and equip you for worship. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.